Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So let's head to the phone lines right now and continue our journey. The first noon game of the year is the Chiefs taking getting a visit from the Las Vegas Raiders. We'll head to the phone lines right now and be joined by Scott Goldbranson, who is the host of Silver and Black Today, to learn more about the Raiders. Scott, always happy to have you join us on the show. I'm assuming that optimism is very high right now for Vegas. You got a new coach. You got a new quarterback. Tom Brady is in the mix. This is very much a new look Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah, it is. And they really targeted, I think, key areas of need in the draft. Of course, you can't do everything in one draft, at least most teams can't. But the Raiders addressed so many of those needs walking away. I think for Raider Nation, and even for a lot of us who cover the Raiders nationally, it's very difficult because it's like, wait, this has been a dysfunctional organization for so long. To see things actually go according to what you would think would be an adult-related plan is a good thing, and it's got fans a lot excited, and I think it's got a lot of people in the NFL realizing that Pete Carroll and John Spytek as the new GM, that combination, along with, as you mentioned, Tom Brady, is really starting to perhaps finally change the trajectory of the franchise.
Scott, are you happy with the head coaching decision from the Las Vegas Raiders? I think it was well known in a lot of circles that the Raiders wanted Ben Johnson, who ultimately took the Bears' job, to be the head coach. That's not how it played itself out. And they got a coach in Pete Carroll who certainly has a great resume, but is a little bit older. You don't think this is a long-term plan. Are you happy with the way that the head coaching situation worked out for the Raiders?
I am, and I think it actually was the best plan B that they had, because once Ben Johnson was clearly going to go to Chicago and people understood why, including the fact that he has a young quarterback there in Caleb Williams, I think what this organization needed was not only a culture change, but somebody who had been there before, somebody who could come in with the gravitas in the AFC West, as you know, being in Kansas City, having Andy Reid, having Sean Payton, and having Jim Harbaugh in the division, having that veteran coach come in and kind of reset it and say, okay, you know what, we're going to get this thing on the right track for 2 or 3 years or whatever Pete's going to handle and be able to do. And I think that was a good move. And I think if they weren't able to get the hottest commodity in young coaches, going to a guy like Pete Carroll was the right move. And I think it will finally stabilize the situation in Las Vegas.
So, Scott, if I asked you to rank the coaches in the AFC West, number one, you would put Andy Reid. I think he's earned to be at the top of that list. Who would you put at four? Because it is a really, really strong argument. You can put, to me, any of those other three coaches at two. You also could argue to put any of those other three coaches at four as well.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about everybody except Harbaugh has won a Super Bowl, and Harbaugh's been to the Super Bowl as a coach, and we know his history of turning franchises around. And look, what the Chargers have done this offseason, I'm sure you'll talk to somebody about that, or if you haven't already. And they're going to be tough, too. It's hard. And I think that's why the Pete Carroll hire made a lot of sense because, yeah, bringing a young coach in to that division, even Ben Johnson, who I think will be successful in the NFL, would have been tough. And so that, I think, was a great point of vision for Tom Brady, for Mark Davis, as they went out and decided after Ben Johnson, who could we get as coach? But yeah, I mean, you could draw it up, and I don't know who you put at 3 or 4 or 2. I mean, depending on what happens this year, I guess that'll answer the question for us a little bit.
Right now, we're talking to Scott Goldbranson, who covers the Raiders for Silver and Black Today, learning more about the AFC West rival for Kansas City and the Las Vegas Raiders. A lot of people say you should never take a running back in round one of the NFL draft. You guys just didn't draft a running back in round one. You selected one in the top 10 in Ashton Jeanty. What do you make of that decision? And what is the hope and optimism and excitement around one of the more exciting players in college football last season?
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Well, again, I think if you look at it, and convention says, yeah, don't take a running back up there. But I'll tell you what, you look at Ashton Jeanty, and you're talking about a generational running back, most people believe. He led FBS in rushing with 2,600 yards, 29 touchdowns, and he forced missed tackles 152 times. So his ability to do that and to gain yards after contact, really, it was a great running back class, as you know, Carrington, in this draft. So a lot of people were like, well, wait till the second round or wait till the third round. But there was a great running back class, and then there was Ashton Jeanty. By the way, the Raiders were next to last in the NFL last year in rushing. A lot of people blame that on the offensive line, and while they did have some culpability there, the reality is they haven't had a running back since they decided to say goodbye to Josh Jacobs. So I think Jeanty does that. Jeanty also brings with him the type of attitude, energy, and I think cultural fit that Pete Carroll and Tom Brady really wanted. So getting him there, people finally came around to it, and the excitement is off the charts for Ashton Jeanty being another one of the faces of this franchise moving forward.
Scott, maybe I shouldn't say this being based in Kansas City, but I think that Brock Bowers is now the best tight end in the National Football League. Do you guys have anybody else in the pass game that teams should be worried about?
Well, I tell you what, he had some personal issues and missed a lot of the season last year, but you have the other tight end, Michael Mayer. Remember, he came out of Notre Dame in the second round just a couple years ago. He's a pass-catching maniac. The Raiders last year didn't have the offensive play caller to really take advantage of two tight end sets, so you can see that this year. Then you add in Jacoby Myers. Is Jacoby Myers a true number one? No, but he's a very good number two. And then you look at the kid they drafted out of TCU, and I'm telling you right now, Carrington, watch Jack Besh, who came out of TCU, as I mentioned. He's a physical, competitive wide receiver, 1,000 yards last year. He's savvy route runner. He's a willing blocker, and he's ideal for Chip Kelly's scheme. So I think you put Geno Smith, the cool, calm, collected guy, back there with those tools and a top running back, and I think this Raiders offense is finally going to start clicking and score some points. So, yeah, everybody around the AFC West, everybody around the AFC, I think is going to see a lot out of Brock Bowers and the supporting cast there in Las Vegas.
Scott, I'm looking at the over-under right now for the Las Vegas Raiders. It is at 6.5. What is the expectation this year with the Raiders? It can't be to win the division, but is it to be a wild card team? Is the expectation to be what the Broncos were last season and maybe be a team that could sneak in and grab a wild card spot? What is the expectation this year in Vegas?
Yeah, I think with fans, the expectation is they're going to win 10 games and go to the Super Bowl. But obviously, realism takes control. And I think the 6.5 number is actually realistic. I early on with the schedule coming out from the NFL when it came out, I picked them at 7 wins. I think that's the floor. I think the ceiling could be 9 or maybe 10 if everything went right, Carrington, and this defense, which lacks linebacking talent, overperforms, and the offensive line grows. DJ Glaze at right tackle ends up being the guy that they think he can be. Then, yeah, maybe they could do that. But I think overall, the expectation is that this team improves by 3 or 4 games, so that puts them at about 7 or 8 wins in a division that got better, in a division where the Chargers and the Chiefs probably going to face off for the title of the AFC West, and then the Broncos there too. We'll see how they do.
And that was Scott Gulbranson joining us on the show today with Silver and Black Today. One of the teams in the AFC West with the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll see if the Raiders can turn things around and start improving. Scott, great stuff as always, man. Look forward to catching up with you down the line.
Sounds good, Carrington. Take care of yourself.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.